This is a special edition of Late Night Help. I'm Mark Allen. We're going to take a look at the flu season coming up, especially at risk or older adults 65 plus. And our guest is Samantha Picking. She is a pharmacist, a doctor of pharmacy, and she works for Walgreens. She is a pharmacist and immunization expert. Samantha, welcome to Late Night Help.
Hi, thanks for having me, Mark.
Are we going to have a big flu season this year, do you think?
You know, I am concerned about flu season. It's tough to predict now, but what we do know is last year's flu season and the one before hit us pretty hard. We saw flu cases rise sharply in December. They peaked earlier than expected, really reminding us that the danger isn't just how bad the season gets, but it's how quickly flu can spread through a community, especially if we're not protected. So this is particularly concerning because according to the CDC, we're seeing fewer people get vaccinated each year. And we've also seen many patients waiting to get their flu shot. So they're putting it off to later in the season. Maybe when they feel more at risk, they're hearing people are getting sick or people start to gather. So what I want people to remember is that vaccines remain safe and effective. They're an important way to prevent the spread of a highly contagious illness like the flu. And because it does take 2 weeks for your body to build up protection after the flu shot, getting vaccinated early is one of the best ways to prepare for the season ahead.
I guess I don't know if this is a rumor or true, but a lot of people don't like taking the shot because they feel they'll get the flu.
Yeah, that's a common misconception. So it's impossible to get the flu from the flu shot. The flu shot does not have any active flu virus in it. Now, what people typically misunderstand as potentially getting the flu is either they're getting a normal reaction to the vaccine, so they may be feeling a little achy or sore, may have a slight fever, but that only lasts for about 24 to 48 hours. Now, if you're actually getting the flu, it's a lot longer than that. The other thing is, like I said, it does take 2 weeks to build up immunity after the flu shot. So within that 2 week time span, people could be exposed and actually get the flu. And it may feel like they got it from the vaccine because they just had the vaccine. So it's really about timing and then also just the normal reaction your body is having to the flu vaccination, which is a good sign that it's working.
Here in Southern California, where we're based, just outside of LA, we're having a heat wave. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're thinking about fall or winter or the flu. Is it too early to get the flu shot, or is this a great time to get the flu shot?
Yeah, it's tough to kind of convert over to understanding that we're almost in fall and winter, right? If we're coming to the end of the summer, we're still in some warm weather. But really, September and October is the best time for most people to get their flu shot. It gives your body time to build up immunity before the flu season really ramps up. So that is what is recommended, to get your flu shot in September and October, and you can go right to your Walgreens pharmacy to do so.
Now, at the same time, you can also get a pneumonia shot, which I know that seniors are being asked to do that, and RSVP, which is another, to me, as a not, you know, it is a flu-like, I guess, disease. You can get all three of those at the same time?
Yeah, that's right. So we want to keep in mind, flu is the only illness or respiratory illness, as you said, that we'll see circulating in the fall and winter. So adults 75 and older, or those 50 with additional health conditions, should consider an RSV vaccine, like you said. And then you can also stay up to date on your other seasonal routines. So that could be COVID-19, you want to get ahead of the season, pneumococcal this time of year, and even your shingles vaccine. So what's great is your local Walgreens pharmacist is there to help. They'll help you understand what vaccines you may need, what you might be due for. They can look at whether it's your medication records, health conditions, or even vaccination records. And it is completely safe to get multiple vaccines at the same time. So you can get it all done in one visit, really a faster path to protection and also easy and convenient to do it all at once.
There's also shingles, right?
Which, yep. Vaccine too, and no one wants to deal with shingles. That's not a fun rash at all.
Absolutely not. I, as a guy, I'm a big baby, As Samantha, you well know, guys are big babies. And I watched my mother and mother-in-law both years and years ago suffer from shingles. How often should you get that shot? Or is it just a one-off?
Yeah, it's actually two doses, but it's a one and done. So if you're under 50 and you have additional health conditions, you may be recommended to get the shingle shot a little early. But in general, patients 50 years of age and older are recommended to get the shingles vaccination. And it's a two-dose series, so you get one dose and then you get your second dose about anywhere from 2 to 6 months after the first.
And then once you get those shots, that's it. You don't need it. You're protected for life.
Yeah, and it's another one, a highly effective vaccine, and you get those two doses and you're protected.
How do we know what flu is going to hit? I mean, there are so many different variations. We have to guess, I guess, what's going to happen. Is that how it works? I mean, it could be the bird flu or the this flu or the that flu. How do the manufacturers understand what's going to happen, or is it a guess?
Yeah, it's a great question, and there is science to it, but obviously it's tough to predict. So we get recommendations, whether it's from the World Health Organization, the FDA, back in March, actually, taking a look at historical flu seasons, understanding what strains were predominant last season, even looking at the Southern Hemisphere. And they make specific recommendations in March on what strains we should be including in the flu vaccines. Well, not us, but manufacturers. And the manufacturers go from there to make sure it's ready and available in the pharmacies or healthcare providers' offices for flu season, really in time. So it's tough to predict on when flu season may hit us. We know it's typically in the middle of winter, starts to ramp up around October, November. And will really peak around December through February. So it's a lot of scientists looking back at historical trends and then also understanding what's most likely for strains this season so that we're making sure we're protected with the flu shot.
People are, and I've mentioned that they're a little bit concerned about immunizations. We're hearing in the news about measles, which have been almost eradicated here in the U.S., yet we've had several deaths. In fact, I believe it's in Massachusetts that those deaths occurred. Why are people afraid?
It's a great question. You're right. I think two deaths were just reported in Pennsylvania, actually, from measles. And what we're seeing is it's really more around confusion and uncertainty. We've also seen a lot of misinformation come up. And I think the most important things for patients, if they do have concerns, is to go to a trusted healthcare provider like a pharmacist to ask your questions or to navigate any confusion or uncertainty you may have. So I think I want people to remember that your local Walgreens pharmacist is there to support any concerns you may have, but what we do know is that vaccines are safe and effective, and they're one of the most important ways for us to prevent these really serious vaccine-preventable illnesses like the flu.
And seniors get a special flu vaccine?
They do. So for patients age 65 years and older, and also those that may be immunocompromised, are recommended to get a high dose or adjuvant flu vaccine. So there's special formulations for that age or higher risk group that is available in all of our pharmacies, and the pharmacist can help navigate what vaccine is right for them.
I just want you to know that a lot of us over 55 still feel that we're 22.
I'm with you. It's hard to, we all feel young, and it's hard to accept us aging, huh?
So even if you feel good, you're in good health, you should get yourself down to Walgreens. And if you have insurance like Medicare, you're covered, aren't you?
That's right. So most, especially for patients 65 plus on Medicare, flu shots are free with no charge. And most vaccinations are free with insurance. So you will see it's easy and convenient to get at the pharmacy, but also for the majority of patients, no cost. So prioritize your health. Like you said, even though you may feel like you're not at risk, we want to make sure everyone is safe and protected heading into this season.
My doc snuck a flu shot in on me last year, and I did not get the flu. And I am, as I said, I'm a particularly big baby. So I will be heading to Walgreens to get a shot, to get an immunization. I appreciate that. Our guest has been, and I should have said this earlier, she is the Senior Director of Immunizations at Walgreens. Thank you very much for sharing that information here on Late Night Health. Is there a place to get information before you go to Walgreens?
Of course. So you can go to walgreens.com. We have additional information there. You could also schedule an appointment through the website, app, or by texting flu to 66879. The other thing I want people to remember is you don't have to make an appointment. You can walk into Walgreens anytime, talk to your pharmacist, or ask the pharmacy staff right there for your flu shot, and we can help you. It's fast, convenient, and we're increasing staffing and making sure that we are ready to support patients and making it quick and easy for them this season.
And a lot of people don't realize that pharmacists not only practice, but they know how to give a shot.
That's
So
right.
it's right. They practice on oranges first, then on each
Yeah,
other.
consider your pharmacists your vaccine experts. Pharmacists and technicians are able to give vaccinations. So remember that they are your local trusted healthcare provider to go to for any questions, concerns, or your vaccination needs.
We're out of time. Samantha, thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you maybe in the middle of flu season so we can get people to get the shot.
Yeah,
All
we'll give
right.
you those reminders. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. I'm Mark Allen. This is Late Night Health.